Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette man faces June trial for alleged murder of half-sister. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. The trial for Vincent Hackett, 26, accused of murdering his half-sister, Haley Martinez, is set for June 30th, according to Campbell County court records. A pre-trial conference will take place on May 27th. Hackett is charged with second-degree murder for allegedly shooting Martinez three times during an altercation on Cary Avenue on January 20th. Court documents state the argument followed a night of drinking while Martinez and her family cared for her three children. According to an affidavit, Hackett pushed Martinez out of the residence, and when she demanded entry, he shot her in the face, firing two more times after she fell. Officers found the firearm on a TV stand along with ammunition and shell casings. Martinez was taken to the hospital where she was pronounced deceased. If convicted, Hackett faces 20 years to life in prison. Wyoming Homeschool Freedom Act heads to governor's desk. A bill eliminating curriculum reporting requirements for Wyoming homeschool parents is now awaiting Governor Mark Gordon's approval. The Homeschool Freedom Act, House Bill 46, passed the Senate on Monday with a 28-2 vote and would take effect July 1st if signed into law. According to Cowboy State Daily, supporters, including Homeschool Wyoming President Brianna Lowry, praised the bill for removing unnecessary bureaucracy. The Homeschool Legal Defense Association also backed the legislation, with senior counsel Will Estrada calling it a major win for parental rights. The bill, sponsored by Representative Tommy Strock of Douglas and introduced in the Senate by Senator Evie Brennan of Cheyenne, maintains the requirement for parents to notify school districts when withdrawing children but removes the obligation to submit curricula. Opponents Senator Kale Case of Lander and Senator Bill Landon of Casper voted against the bill. Governor Gordon has yet to indicate whether he will sign it. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalene.